To begin.
Are you watching closely?
To begin.
Clytus, I'm bored.
How to start?
What plaything can you offer me today?
Welcome again to The First Syllable, a show about writing. My writing, in particular. If you're new, I'm Professor Robert E.G. Black. I host a few podcasts you could find out there about movies, particularly movies by minutes format, where you take a movie 1 minute at a time and break it down. And I also used to write all the time. In the last decade, most of my writing was academic. Went back to college as an adult because I had dropped out originally. When I went to grad school after that, writing my blog, groundhogdayproject.com, you should be able to find it. Well, I've talked enough about that one. Since then, I've written the occasional piece of fiction in the last decade, but not much. I wrote a lot of sort of nonfiction, stuff like the blog. My Annihilation Minute, Movies by Minute format podcast about the film Annihilation, was written out pretty much word for word. Every episode, every minute of that movie, the final file for the entire script of the 100 plus episodes, I forget how long that movie was like 800 pages, with a lot of outside quotes, sources, excerpts from the book, excerpts from the screenplay, all the dialogue from the film, descriptions of what's going on in the film, commentary, quoting other people's commentary, behind the scenes information, tons of stuff, just all put together, a similar format to the blog. And then I was doing my last podcasts until 2 years ago, basically, were less scripted, a lot of notes, but I'd have guests, so it wasn't going to be scripted. And then this show came about, fall of 2022, yeah? Yeah. Because I had an idea for a screenplay that I wanted to write, and I was like, I could talk about the progress, how I put it together. The problem is that screenplay was super complicated, and I never got around to writing it. I still keep doing notes for it, because I'd still love to write it. But it's hard to write things like a screenplay where I know it's probably going nowhere. Maybe a few people will read it, but mostly it doesn't matter. Ugh, that was bad phrasing. Mostly doesn't matter. No, mostly it matters to me, obviously. These ideas are in my head. It's good to get them out. But I used to write a lot of fiction. I've written, now it's more. I was going to say 13 novels, but I guess Four Finger Discount will be the 14th, or is it the 15th? I lost count again. It's hard to remember, and I can't immediately look up a list because several of them were written on an old word processor where literally the only copies I have are physical printed copies because I don't have that word processor anymore. I do still have the floppies, but you gotta pay like $30 a disc to get the format changed, even though it's just text. I don't understand why it's so much, but whatever. Then I wrote some on computer, and I have those in Dropbox. More recent ones. More recent being quite a while ago. And I wrote some webcomics. One of those actually turned into a novel later. Because like so many other things, I pull the old stories that I like and put them into the new format. The story that was part of a comic called The Vicariad, which came from these short online comics I did about this kid named Vike, who was this little boy Viking. He and his friends go on an adventure in the Vicariad, and that was much longer. Is that 9 parts to the story online, I think? Currently, the comics are not linked on my website, but I may put that link back sometime soon. But the Vicariad then became a story set in what is now Basara. At the time, the kingdom was still Guardia, and the world was still Bas. B-A-S is the name of a world was weird, though, because people weren't going to know exactly how you pronounce it. Basara is easier to pronounce, and I love the fact that for people who speak a certain language, it sounds like a bad name for a planet. I take things, I reformat them, I put them back. The next thing I'm going to be working on is a rewrite of a story called The Esclore. I've already talked about this, to update into the world where the kingdom is now called Ogardia, and the world is Basara. The thing I just finished, though, I promised the final update, is Death, Death, Death. ostensibly the first script of a trilogy that started out very complicated, ended very complicated, middled very complicated, because there were so many characters. It is structurally supposed to be a slasher film, but it starts out a little slower, doesn't start with a murder to get you in the mood. I want it to be a little more subtle. The final version is, or not the final version, the final length of the rough, the draft. I wouldn't even call it a rough draft. I will go through and fix things, restructure things a little if I can. I'm tempted to even remove a few characters, but I can't really remove too many because of the way the story is built. Because there are 19 characters plus the killer. And they were built with a lot of... I think I promised to do the character breakdowns. Maybe I'll do that next week. So we'll work backward again for you all. 19 characters plus the killer. A few extra characters that get mentioned but aren't present. And that's a lot for a slasher film. Slasher films might have that many characters, but a bunch of them would be one note. Oh, that's the sheriff. We don't even need to know his name. Or that's the random teacher we hear in the background. All 19 of mine have lines. All 19 of them have something going on in the story. And the story gets very complicated as it gets probably more complicated as it gets narrowed down, plot-wise. For my writing, it was more complicated probably up front. Or maybe not right up front, once they were at the house. Because we have three vehicles of characters, and then two others who have arrived separately that we don't see arriving. And in the vehicles, easy to write, just conversation. Once they're at the house, it gets complicated because, for reasons, which I've spoiled before, but I won't right now, the characters can't interact in certain ways. Certain characters can't interact with other ones. And at one point, when it was down to, oh, there's only 7 people left, they're all in the same room and still couldn't fully interact with each other, so it got very complicated trying to write a conversation between those 7 characters, trying to figure out what's going on, where only a few of them actually know, a few of them know nothing, and some of them can't even hear each other. And so then the final act of the 4-act structure is everyone trying to fight back, and that fight is sort of progressing in different ways for different characters. And it got weird. Fun, but weird. And there's an unfortunate few moments that definitely require some serious visual effects. I'd love it if it was practical. That might be one of the things to rewrite for it, so this could be made cheaply into a film. But I already know how it turns into 2 more, which I want to write. Even if they never go anywhere, I think I have to write all 3 of them just because the 3 together form a cohesive story. Because the original concept came from the title, Death, 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 which that reference came from a throwaway fake title for a movie they watch in Brain Scan. Death, 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 Part 2. And then I was like, what would a slasher film called Death, Death, Death be? And I wanted it to be a time loop story. We've already had a time loop slasher. Well, we've had a few, actually. Probably the best structured one is Happy Death Day, because it's a slasher film with basically one victim, which is great as a structure, because it's a whodunit slasher. Mine is not a whodunit slasher. We see that there's a separate killer from these characters, and a few of them know about previous murders that have happened. So we know Benny is he's not part of the group. It's not a whodunit. It's more about at what point do these characters know that people are dying and what do they do about it. But it is done. The draft is done. Next is a rewrite of The Escalator, probably under the changed title, Out of the Dragon's Den and Into the Fire. And then depending on how long that takes, I might rewrite another short story before June. I don't know if I have any summer classes yet. Currently I don't have any, but I might get some. But if I end up with none, then I'll take summer to write another book thing, which would be Chase 2 Rabbits, which I've talked about a lot in this show recently. Before I go, I'll tell you about the I don't even know if I can tell you about this. This is spoilers. The very last scene, as it were, of Death, Death, Death was hard to write. Not difficult in ending it, no. But I needed the audience to know that a certain character was going to live. or might live. But I couldn't wait around for it to happen, because... yeah, I can't... Aw, man. I don't know how to talk about this scene without spoilers. There is a character who knows everything that's going on, can see everyone, can hear everyone. And then there's a character who, the only other survivor really, is on the ground, injured, has to get into the house and get into the basement. It's the only way that person can live. But the person who, the one who knows what's going on, cannot help that person. And so the final shot is basically as that one is leaving in a vehicle, has told them to go into the basement, and then it's like, good luck, and drives away. And it's kind of bleak, but I think it's appropriate for the story, especially in terms of the trilogy structure, because it sets up the one who's driving away is necessarily, but also just personality-wise, kind of a horrible person. Has to be indifferent. Has to separate himself from what's going on. And it also sets up the other survivor for later. Or maybe there's others. We don't know. No, I won't spoil anything else. But it was just hard to figure out how do I let the audience know that that person's crawling into the house. But don't wait around for it to finish. And it was just, well, we go with the one who's driving away. We're in the vehicle. And leave it at that. Yeah, so next time maybe I don't think I'll go through the whole character breakdown word for word, because some of those might be sort of spoilers, but it might tell you who everyone's named after. This will be the annotations for the future film. I have to talk about everything as if it's going to exist. If I write a script, I'll talk about it like it's a film, but it exists for the listener. If I write a book, I'll talk about it as if it's out there published. But minus some spoilers, you know. Don't want to ruin it. I guess.
Cut. You're still here? It's over.
Stuff that dreams are made of.
It's a passport.
Go home.
To another world.
Go.